AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A Donald Trump ally has been ordered to testify before a special grand jury investigating whether the former president and his backers broke any laws while challenging his loss in 2020 in Georgia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A federal judge says South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham must appear before the panel next week. Prosecutors have indicated they want to ask Graham about calls he made to Georgia's top elections official in the weeks after the election. Graham's lawyers had asked the judge to quash his subpoena, arguing that, as a senator, Graham has immunity from appearing before the panel. The judge says that does not protect Graham in this case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China announced more military drills around Taiwan. The president of Taiwan has been meeting with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat, is part of that delegation.
At this moment of uncertainty, we must do everything we can to maintain peace and stability for Taiwan.
China accuses the U.S. of encouraging the self-governing island's independence. The president of Poland and other officials marked their nation's armed forces holiday alongside the U.S. Army commander in Europe and American troops, a symbolic show of support for NATO members on the Eastern Front as Russia wages war nearby in Ukraine. The military says there was no damage, no injuries, but an attack with drones hit a compound run by American troops and U.S.-backed Syrian opposition fighters in eastern Syria. An Iranian official denies Tehran was involved in the stabbing of author Salman Rushdie in western New York last week. The 75-year-old writer has been taken off a ventilator and is on the road to recovery, according to his agent. Rushdie has faced death threats for more than 30 years over his novel The Satanic Verses, whose depiction of the Prophet Muhammad was seen by some Muslims as blasphemous. This is AP News. School starts today in Los Angeles. The school system is grappling with chronic absenteeism. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho and others went door to door before the first day, seeking out the lost children who have not been going to school on a regular basis since the pandemic.
There are thousands of kids we thought had left the community, had not enrolled in school, but in fact are in our community. They just disengaged, they disconnected, they fell off the radar.
Carvalho met with students like Jordy Luna.
I lost that sense of importance to school, so I stopped showing up.
Now Luna says he's excited to rejoin his classmates and play on the football team. 10-year-old Caitlin Cantor says online learning made it hard to focus.
I didn't kind of really learn anything. I learned a few things, but this time I might learn something.
In the last year, 50% of students in Los Angeles were considered chronically absent. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.